ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ವಂದಿನಂತಾದ್ಭುತೈಶ್ವರ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಂ ನೀಚೋಪಿ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದಾಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಕಃ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ 10.13.6-8. So before I go forward, I would just like to read the translation of the previous shlokas from 1 to 5 so that we have a clue what is happening, because many devotees may not be following regularly the English Bhagavatam class. So in 12th chapter, Krishna had killed Aghasur, and after that, the whole point was that the killing of Aghasur was mentioned after 1 year. So that Parshit Maharaj was hearing very carefully. And he was very surprised when Aghasur was killed, why the report was after 1 year, why the FIR was lost after 1 year, so to speak. So that had pleased Shri Sukadev Goswami very much, seeing the eagerness of Parishit Maharaj, who was hearing very carefully. And he says very interesting point, because of your eagerness, you are making the pastimes fresher. As if you are hearing it for the first time. It's very interesting. And he says that it's a nature of the Paramhansas. Text number 2, he says, is a nature of the Paramhansas that Paramhansas means those who have accepted the essence of life. That means Sar Grahi Vaishnavas. They are attached to core in Krishna in the core of their hearts, and they're only attached to talking about him. Ananya Vishyatmanam. This has been heard in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Pandavas had no other vishaya of seeing, of touching, of smelling anything except Krishna. So that is the nature of Paramhansas. And to illustrate this point, he gives a very strange example, that just like materialistic people are attached to woman and sense enjoyment, they become enlivened when there is an opportunity for sense enjoyment and to get money. They don't sleep when there is an opportunity for money and sense enjoyment. Similarly, the Paramhansas are very much excited by hearing Krishna Katha and talking about Krishna. So then he begins to answer the question of Srila Parishit Maharaj, that you please hear with great attention that the activities of Supreme Lord are not easily understood by ordinary people. So it's a very mysterious pastime which is going to happen in front of us now. And he says, very interesting, spiritual masters explain to a submissive disciple even subject matters that are very confidential and difficult to understand. Guru guhyam apyutah. That means the spiritual master will give the instruction about most confidential subject matter to a premavat sishya, a disciple who is loving, who is selfless, who is sincere. So why is saying? You have those qualities. That's why, although this matter, that why Krishna's killing of Aghasur was not reported for 1 year is extremely confidential, is still I will tell you. Are you able to follow this point? So then, after killing Aghasur and then rescuing the boys and calves, Krishna brought them to the bank of the river. No, there is only one river here, at least the famous one, Yamuna, and spoke the following words, text number 5, and then we'll continue from 6th. My dear friends, just see how this river bank is extremely beautiful because of its pleasing atmosphere, and just see how the blooming lotuses are attracting bees and birds by their aroma. The humming and chirping of the bees and birds is echoing throughout the beautiful trees in the forest. Also here the sands are clean and soft. Therefore this must be considered the best place for our sporting and pastime. So now after killing Aghasur, Krishna wants to enjoy pastimes with his friends. And then what he's saying, he says in text number 6, let's have prasadam now. So it is quite late, so let us have prasadam. So now this is a shloka in front of you. Can you see this shloka? Please chant after me. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 13th chapter, shloka 6th.
Atra bhoktavyam asmabhir दिवारूढ़ं शुधार्तिताः वस्सः समीपे पीत्वा charantu shanakai strinam.
I read the translation of it. I think we should take our lunch here since we are already hungry because the time is very late. Here the calves may drink water and go slowly here and there and eat the grass. The words are divarudam, diva arud. Arud means to actually rise on something. He says divarud means the div means you can say sun or the day has risen. It means quite some time has passed. It's a time for lunch. In shudhartita, we are troubled by shudha, we are troubled by hunger. So we should eat now. It also means that the vatsas, that means the calves are also hungry. So they should also be allowed to eat. So they should go to sami apahapitva, that means nearby this river is there. So they can go and drink water and they can peacefully have some grass also. So next shloka. I don't need to read the word meanings of this, is it not? There is no purpose. Okay. So next one. So what did we learn in sixth? Let's have food, let's eat, and let the cows eat. Calves eat. So let us have some food now. Text number 7.
Tatheti payitvarbha vassan arudhya shadvale muktva shikyani bubujuhu samam bhagavatamuda.
Accepting Lord Krishna's proposals, tatha iti, as you are saying, is correct. We should do like this. The cowherd boys allowed the calves to drink water from the river and then tied them to trees where there are green tender grass. Then the boys opened their baskets of food and began eating with Krishna in great transcendental pleasure. Very important point which is mentioned by Acharyas is that the ropes which they had tied, the calves now, they must have gone in the Agasur's belly along with the ropes. So ropes might have got destroyed. So how they could tie the calves with the ropes? Are you able to follow this thing? So then Acharya explained, there's two possibilities. Just like the calves and the cowherd boys were revived by the glance of Krishna, similarly the ropes also got revived by glance of Krishna. Or there's a possibility that they might have left the ropes outside and then went inside Agasur. So the ropes were not destroyed and with that ropes they could tie the calves. Okay. Now we'll discuss today's shloka, which has purport. Would the devotees allow me to sing it? I will not chant it. Let us sing it. So please try to sing after me.
Krishnasya Veshvak Pururaji Mandilair.
You will get prasadam. Have some energy in chanting the shlokas.
Krishnasya Vishwak Puru Raji Mandalair Abhyananah Full Drisho Vrajar Bhakaha Sahopavishta Vipine Virejusha Chadayathambo Ruhakar Nikaya Chadayathambo Ruhakar Nikaya Krishnasya Vishwak Puru Raji Mandalair Abhyananah Full Drisho Vrajhar Bhakaha Sahopavishta Vipine Virejusha Chadayatambo Ruhakar Nikaya Krishnasya Vishwak Puru Raji Mandalair Abhyananah Full Drisho Vrajar Bhakaha Sahopavishta Vipine Virejusha Chadayathambo Ruhakar Nikaya Krishnasya Vishwak Puru Raji Mandalair अभ्याननः फुल्ल दृशो व्रजार्भकाः सहोपविष्टा विपिने विरेजुष छदा यथाम्बोरुहकर्णिकायः.
Somebody want to sing?
Uruhakarnikayaha synonyms. Krishnasya Vishwak. Surrounding Krishna. Pururaji Mandalai.
By different encirclements of associates.
Abhyananaha.
Everyone looking forward to the center where Krishna was sitting.
Phulladrishaha.
Their faces looking very bright because of transcendental pleasure.
Vrajarbhakaha.
All the cowherd boys of Vrajabhumi.
Saha upavishtaha.
Sitting with Krishna.
Vipine.
In the forest.
Virejuhu.
So nicely and beautifully made.
Chadaha.
Petals and leaves.
Yatha.
Just as.
Amboruha.
Of a lotus flower.
Karnikayaha.
Of the world. I was thinking to get a lotus flower. If somebody has some prasadam lotus flower here, I could have explained it. It's not there. We have somehow other marigold flowers, which will not work. I was thinking to request from the deity department one lotus, at least one lotus. I don't know. It's not there. So you can imagine the lotus, something like that. Translation. Like the whirl of a lotus flower surrounded by its petals and leaves, Krishna sat in the center, encircled by lines of his friends, who all looked very beautiful. Every one of them was trying to look forward toward Krishna, thinking that Krishna might look toward him. In this way, they all enjoyed their lunch in the forest. Srila Prabhupada's purport. To a pure devotee, Krishna is always visible as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Santaha sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. And as indicated by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvatah panipadam tat sarvato shichiro mukham. If by accumulating pious activities, kritapunya panjah, one is raised to the platform of pure devotional service, Krishna is always visible in the core of one's heart. One who has attained such perfection is all beautiful in transcendental bliss. The present Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to keep Krishna in the center. For if this is done, all activities will automatically become beautiful and blissful. So, let us look at the shloka. Can you show the shloka, Prabhu? Sanskrit is Krishnasya Vishwak. Vishwak means all around. So that means all around Krishna, Puriraj Mandali. There were different encirclements of associates of Krishna, that means friends of Krishna. This means like, I don't know. Can I use this as a prop? No, I don't know. That means one circle and then another circle and then another circle. So now we can assume, or we will assume, that those friends who were in the inner circle could see Krishna and those who were in the outer circle could not see Krishna properly. Don't we have this experience in Mangalarati? Those devotees who are in the forward, that means beyond this Viraja river, they can actually see Krishna directly, and those who are in this side, they may have a difficulty with the person who's in front, who's longer or taller, sorry, they cannot, is an obstacle to seeing Krishna. Is it not? It happens. So that's what we might think, that when Krishna is sitting with his cowherd boyfriends, that may be a problem. But it is said abhyananaha. Abhyanana means everyone looking forward to the center. That means everybody is looking towards Krishna, and Krishna is also looking towards everyone, personally, individually. And because abhyanana, because they have love for the Lord and they are looking at the Lord, that's why fulla drishaha. Their faces look very bright with transcendental pleasure. Before we understand this point, why they are looking bright, we must understand, when a person sees a scene which makes him happy, will he look dejected? Are we not seeing every day? Like yesterday we had the beautiful Manipur darshan. It was so amazing, is it not? All the devotees were who were seeing that darshan, having darshan of the Lord, they were not full of darshan. Are you not all? No, Prabhuji, I am always miserable as I am always. No! Mangalarti, everybody is eager, rather fighting also to see Krishna, have darshan. So it is not, we can appreciate that. And we know that when a person, especially when a devotee is a little bit dejected, then you say, kya ho gaya bhai? What is your problem? By the face, the happiness indicated, is it not? So they are seeing Krishna for whom they have so much love. I am explaining this point. Naraji explains this point. When a person has a love for the Lord, anything he does in connection with Krishna gives him unlimited happiness. And if love is not there, then it is like, then all the devotional activities don't give that much happiness as sag without salt. Sag without salt. Salt is not visible, but the effect is visible. So if you eat a sag without salt, it is not that tasty. But if a person has salt, also in the sag, it is very tasty. So a person who has love for the Lord, anything he does for Krishna, hears about him, just like Parikshit Maharaj is hearing, or the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna who are seeing Krishna, gives them unlimited happiness. So are you able to follow why they are full of drishaha? Why they are happy? Because, hear carefully, because everyone is seeing Krishna and Krishna is seeing everyone. We will expound more on this. First, we are trying to understand this shloka only. Everyone is seeing Krishna and Krishna is seeing only him. Does that make sense? It's like now I'm looking at Rahul Prabhu. So I'm not looking at the audience on my left side. And I'm definitely not looking at the audience who are playing mobile phones. So they are giving disturbance. So now if I'm looking on the left side, I'm not looking at the right side. And I'm looking at the right side, I'm not looking at the left side. Just imagine, I don't have the capacity. If I had the capacity to look at each one of you, difficult to sleep in the class then, is it not? I mean, if the speaker is only looking at you, then very difficult to sleep. I remember His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj was giving class in Balram Hall, and I was very fearful. I was sitting in the front. I know if I somehow or other slept, Maharaj will chastise. So I was so fearful. Maharaj will notice anybody sleeping. You'll say, hey, usko uthao. Unko badi bejati ho jayegi. We'll be so much ashamed by that. So I was very much fearful. Anyhow, it's not a question of fear. They are seeing that Krishna is seeing them. Is that clear? We'll go forward. Abhyanana full drisha. They are so happy. Krishna is only looking at me. And it's amazing. They are seeing Krishna is only looking at me and not at others. This also has to be understood. They are all seeing that Krishna is only looking at me. He is not looking at other boyfriends. It is not possible. If they see Krishna is looking at others also, how can they feel that Krishna is only looking at them? So that's why they are so happy. Are you able to follow this point? Good. Vrajarbhakaha. Arbhaka means they're small kids. That means all of them are of young age, because right now they're only tending to calves, not to cows, like that. The word sahupavishta is very interesting. They are sitting very close. Like we are sitting little distance, with some distance here. But this sahupavishta explains the analogy which has been given in this shloka. What is the analogy? Just like the cowherd boys are sitting around Krishna, just like the lotus petals are around the whorl of the lotus. So you know that, unfortunately I don't have a lotus here, but lotus leaves are not like one leaf is like this and then overlapping to it. Okay, we have a lotus. Very good. Krishna fulfills all the desires. So let us analyze the lotus. Yes, so this is quite good. Let me just see. So this is a lotus, and you see all the leaves are overlapping on each other. Can everybody see? See, and there is may not be a very big whorl here, but you see, we'll try to open it up. This is Bhav Bhakti. Ah, whorl is there. Okay. Obviously, whorl has to be there. So now you can all see. Hopefully, you all can see. This is the whorl, center portion. This is what? This is whorl, I understand. This is Krishna. Krishna ko dekhne ka prayas kijiye. Try to see Krishna. Try to put Krishna in the center. The problem is, We are trying to put ourselves at the center. That's why all our material happiness get weighted away like the leaves of the lotus. Anyways, so you see, are the leaves overlapping each other? So that is the word, that is the meaning of the word sahupavishta. Sah, nearby, they were sitting. Upavishta, very near, very close by they were sitting. Maybe kind of overlapping each other. Is it clear? Sahupavishta. Vipine vireju. Vipine means in Vrindavan. Vipin, that means in the forest of Vrindavan, they are sitting. Chada yathambo ruhakarnikaya. That means just like the whorl of a lotus is encircled by the petals of the lotus flower. Clear? Now we'll go forward. So Srila Prabhupada has said 3 points, has basically quoted 3 shlokas in his purport, and we will elaborate or gloss on them. First is Santah Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti.
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santah Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Yama Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
So my dear devotees, I have a very great difficulty. I cannot see the sun. Can you help me? Wherever I am looking, I cannot see the sun. Can you please help me? I don't think sun is existing here, because wherever I am seeing only darkness. Why can't I see the sun? I think sun will not exist. What is your recommendation for me? Thank you. I learned from you. So, it's not that sun has to be seen. In Sanskrit we say, Krishna prapya nahi hai, prapta hai. You don't have to achieve Krishna. Krishna is already there. We have to become qualified to be able to see Krishna. Krishna is always there. One time somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, can you see God? Then Prabhupada said, this is not the proper question. The question is, why can't you see Him? You understand this point? Krishna is everywhere with His energy. Why you can't see Him? Just like somebody comes to our temple and say, where is Krishna? What? Krishna is there. You can't. Nahi, humko to nahi dikh raha. I cannot see. Won't you be surprised? Krishna is there. Confirm. Krishna is there. Altar opens. On 3 altars, Krishna is there. And somebody says, where is Krishna? I cannot see. What will you say? You can't see here? So, in that way, it is mentioned that devotees who have love of God, the spurti of the form of the Lord is always there. It's amazing that we are talking about spurti, the altar is opening. So we can see, here is Krishna Balaram. Shri Gauranitaya Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. So a devotee has love. He can, Prabhupada says, he comes from 10,000 kilometers. That means from America he comes to Vrindavan to see Krishna. And those who don't have love and faith, they can't see Krishna even in the deity. Is it not? It's a matter of faith and love. So, Santah Sadeva means always. Now, we understand this point. Somebody who has a TV and he says, Kuch broadcast nahi ho raha hai. Nothing is getting broadcast. Kuch dikhai nahi pad raha. I am not able to see anything. But everyone else is seeing the whole movie. So, what is the problem? The problem is in our TV. TV is our heart. And in this context, Naraji says, Ahut eva. He gives his experience. As soon as he begins to do kirtan of Krishna, Krishna immediately comes in his heart as if he has called. That means he is not calling to Krishna to come manifest in his heart. As if he has called. As if he has called Krishna to manifest in the heart, Krishna appears in the heart. Why? Santaha sadev hridayeshu vilokayanti. They constantly glorify Krishna. Just imagine if we have that condition. That as soon as we chant Hare Krishna like a switch, Krishna manifests himself within our heart. Will we ever stop chanting? Will we ever stop talking about Krishna? And as soon as we stop talking about Krishna, Krishna removes his form. Will we ever do that? No, we can't stop talking, we can't stop hearing. This is the reason. This has been explained by Naraji. Now, to understand why Srila Prabhupada is quoting Sarvatah Pani Padam Patat, I try to read the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this shloka. So he says, this verse describes the arrangement for the picnic. Krishna is in the picnic. So he says, how they were enjoying the picnic. I cannot show the photo, but you know that photo, famous photo in Krishna book, where Krishna is there with his cowherd boyfriends and all of them want to, they're feeding Krishna, they're snatching something from Krishna. Everybody can bring it in his mind. It is there in the Bhagavata Dhyapan group in case you want to see the file. Krishna sat in the center encircled by lines of his friends. This is very clear. Center, all the friends are together. All the boys sat looking toward the center where Krishna was sitting. This is also very clear. Why they were looking at him? It was due to love that all the cowherd boys wanted to face Krishna. So, you understand? Why they were all looking only at Krishna, not at anyone else? Because of love, they were getting extreme pleasure by looking at the face of Krishna. We hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita that it's not only the gopis, everyone in Goloka, they are drinking the beauty of Krishna through their eyes. As if like we drink here when we are very thirsty and we drink some juice. Similarly, they are drinking the beauty of Krishna. And the interesting part is, the more they drink, the more the thirst to drink the beauty of Krishna increases. Trishna badhi jaye. That is the payar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But how is it possible? This is very impossible. How could everyone look at Krishna's face? This is impossible. Aise kaise ho gaya? It is not possible. Friends might be in the backside of Krishna. So how could everyone look at Krishna? So then he answers, Krishna fulfilled their desire by employing his sarva sankalpata shakti. Sankalp means will. And this is called Ichha Shakti. And the Adhishwar or the Lord of Ichha Shakti is Krishna. You must remember this. And this is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So by his will only everything happens. Tava Ichha Mate Brahma Korena Srijan. Tava Ichha Mate Shiva. Vishnu Karena Palan. So the supreme desire of Krishna, Sarva Sankalpata Shakti, that make his face and limbs appear in all directions at once. Thus each boy thought, I am sitting in front directly facing Krishna, but the other boys are sitting at a distance with their backs or sides to Krishna. So you're able to understand this point? It was an impossible task that all the boys will look at Krishna. I mean, they can look at Krishna, but they can't look at the face of Krishna. Abhyananaha. Anand means face. So they're facing Krishna's face. How is it possible? So Krishna, knowing the desire of his friends, a desire came in the heart of Krishna that let all my boyfriends look at my face because this will please them and it will please me. We must remember, it's not that only that the cowherd boys are happy seeing Krishna's face. Seeing the happiness in cowherd boyfriend's face, Krishna also becomes happy. So he also wants to enjoy the happiness of seeing his boyfriends. Example is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a Siddhant is given. When the gopis see Krishna's beauty, because of their love, and their love is like a mirror, darpan. So in that, Krishna's beauty is reflected, and they become very happy. And seeing them, Krishna becomes more beautiful, and then they become more happy, and then Krishna becomes more beautiful. They say, huda hudi. It is an internal competition since time. Beginningless time, this competition has been going on where the devotees have been looking at Krishna, becoming happy, and Krishna becoming ever increasingly more beautiful. Same thing what is happening with the gopis is happening with the boyfriends here. So are you able to understand this point? That Krishna is very happy to see his boyfriends and the boyfriends are very happy to see Krishna. So let all of them see. Why anyone be deprived of Krishna's beauty? That was Krishna is thinking. So by his sarva sankalpata shakti, by his supreme will, this thing was made possible. Any evidence for this? Why should I believe you that Krishna can do this? Then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes, which Prabhupada has quoted in his purport, this pastimes illustrates a Bhagavad Gita verse 13.14. Sarvatah pani padam tat sarvata chishirom shikshirom mukham sarvata shruti malloke sarvamavritta tishtati. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way the super soul exists, pervading everything. So now why this shloka is quoted by Srila Prabhupada and by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurji? When the Lord's hands and legs are all pervading everywhere, so what is the difficulty in accepting that Krishna can look at each of his cowherd boyfriends? So that's why giving the evidence of this shloka, he proves that there's no difficulty for Krishna to do that. He can do anything. When he's residing in the heart of every living entity, when his faces are everywhere, so then what is the point? Now it is interesting, one devotee, I was explaining how some people came to him, and that devotee, actually his name is Radha Govind Maharaj, was giving some lecture somewhere, and he was explaining those people who think that Lord is formless are foolish. Murkh hain, bevakoof hain, aise bola hai, murkh hain. So there was a group of people who heard it, and they were from Nirakar Sampradaya. So they become very angry, and they came to challenge Maharaj. How could you say this, that God, those who believe in the impersonal form of the Lord are foolish? What is the evidence? Let us do Shastrarth. So then Maharaj says, which Shastra you want to talk about? He said, Bhagavad Gita. Oh, acha, acha, yes, yes. Bring. So he said, bring Bhagavad Gita. So then Maharaj showed this shloka. Sarvataha pani padam tat. Actually, they showed the shloka. See, he is everywhere. So then Maharaj showed him, what is written here? Sarvataha pani padam. What does pad mean? Pad means legs. Pani means hands. So his hands are everywhere. His legs are everywhere. So how can you say he's nirakar? And they were dumbfounded. And the other fellow said, why did you print Bhagavad Gita? These people are expert in Bhagavad Gita. Why you brought Bhagavad Gita here? They people like that. And the sarvataha shishiro mukham, everywhere has his faces. So how can you say nirakar? So it's very bewildering that Bhagavad Gita clearly says Krishna is formed. Krishna himself is speaking, and still they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. That's why they can't see Krishna. So anyway, so we are pointing this point that anyhow Krishna is expanding himself and his face is everywhere. So what is the difficulty for Krishna to look at each of his cow, herd, boyfriends? Vasarvaka, there's no difficulty. So why should we not accept it? And then, as we have explained, Sahupavishta means the cowherd boys sat with no spaces between them, just like the lotus petals. They sat in rows around Krishna like the whorl of a lotus flower surrounded by its petal. This is understood? Oops, one petal went away. It doesn't happen with Krishna. Okay. So once you become a petal in that whorl, you will never fall down. That is the meaning of Achyuta. He never falls down. And his associates, somebody who enters into his company, they will also not ever falling down. This is the point, it's understood. They are overlapping each other in rows and circles. The petals are there around the world, similarly they were sitting. Now Srila Prabhupada has also quoted a beautiful shloka. Ittham satam brahma sukhanu, that means 10.12.11. Now why he has quoted? Because a person may think, hearing this pastime, can I also attain Krishna's association as a cowherd boy? It may come in your heart, nothing wrong in it. So, Srila Sukadeva Goswami in last chapter, text chapter number 12, has spoken a beautiful shloka, who says, don't think these cowherd boyfriends are ordinary people. So, I will quote this and will explain this also. Ittham satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradevatena maya sritanam naradarakena sakam vijhru krita punya punjaha. So I read the translation of Srila Prabhupada with the shloka. In this way, all the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence for jnanis, desiring to merge into the effulgence, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead for devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship, and who for ordinary person is but another ordinary child. The cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain their great fortune? So, Ittham satam brahma sukhanubhuta. Satam means there are jnanis, but they have some bhakti. Because without bhakti, you cannot get Brahman realization also. So they perceive this Krishna, same Krishna, as impersonal Brahman. Ittham satam brahma sukhanubhutya. This Lord is experienced as Brahma. They experience the bliss of impersonal Brahman. But what kind of jnanis who have some bhakti? Without bhakti, they cannot experience. Same Krishna. Krishna who is sitting with his cowherd boyfriends.
Dasyam gatanam paradevatena.
Those devatena, those who are serving Krishna in the mood of awe and reverence, they say, he is our greatest supreme lord, most worshipable.
Mayasritanam,
those who have taken shelter of Maya, naradarakena, they see Krishna only as a human child. Human baby. Not baby, human child. They don't accept him as supreme personality of Godhead. Three categories. Jnanis experience Krishna as Brahman. Those who are in the mood of servitorship, like in Vaikuntha, they see Krishna as Supreme Lord. And those who are, they have taken as unalloyed shelter of material energy, so to speak, Maya Sritanam, they will see him as a Naradaraka. He is son of some human being. But they can't understand Sakam Vijihru Krita Punja Punjaha. But none of them have the facility to play with Krishna as these cowherd boys. And one must understand that these boys have got this opportunity to play with Krishna by doing pious activities for many, many lifetimes. Krita Punya Punja. Punja means a very great, amassed a huge heap of pious activities. Now, I remember, if I'm not wrong, I clearly remember Ayanda Prabhu used to quote this. Krita Punya Punjaha. He says, if I have to attain the association of Krishna, I must have a lot of pious activities. Now, obviously, pious activity does not mean material pious activities. Acharya explains activities which are pleasing to Krishna. Krita Punya Punja. And Ayanda Prabhu used to say, so what is better than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's very interesting. I got this shloka today, and today is the anniversary of 24-hour Kirtan starting. So he says this Harinam Sankirtan gives us the maximum punya. Please, punya is not in terms of what I'm talking, like not material punya, but activity which is pleasing to Krishna. Bhakti, basically. So this Nam Sankirtan, what is that?
Tar Madhi Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtana Nirapradha Nama Laya Pabhe Premadhan.
So if a person chants Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, he gets the greatest treasure of love of God. So I am saying this Krita Punya Punjaha, by chanting Hare Krishna, by drop, just like a small child in his piggy bank, 1 rupee, 2 rupee, 1 rupee, 2 rupee, and then when he breaks the piggy bank, he can buy something. So it's very interesting. Krita Punya Punja. We want to have Krishna's association. We don't say that we don't want to go back to Goloka. We don't want to go back to Goloka. But it is a manorath. It is a desire. And it will remain like window shopping. I mean, look at a Jaguar or very great expensive item. But I look at my pocket. Isme to kuch nahi. I don't have anything here. And I have only some keys here. Theek hai, aage aunga. I cannot buy this expensive item. Samajh rahe na? Similarly, a person who does not have these pious credits or bhakti, basically bhakti, bhakti points, if I explain, bhakti points, bhakti money, bhakti dhan, they cannot purchase Krishna. Am I saying my opinion? No. Mahaprabhu says, yatna agraha bina na janmiha prem. Unless a person is endeavoring and is a desire to attain Krishna, and he does this life after life, renders devotional service, then he gets association of Krishna. Is it my concoction? No. When you know the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit, he disturbed the bhoga of the Brahmana in Jagannath Mishra's home, and then every time he will make the bhoga, Nimai Pandit will come and eat. And then say, hi, why, what are you disturbing? Why are you spoiling my bhoga? Then at the end, when everybody is sleeping, Nimai comes in front of him and say, what is this behavior? First you call me, and when I eat, then you are saying, hi, what is this? And then Nimai Pandit reveals his form of Krishna before him. And then he tells him, you have cultivated love for me for many lifetimes. And now I'm in front of you. But don't tell it to anyone that I'm Krishna. So one day we will also have that experience. Whenever that happens, by Parsi Srila Prabhupada, whenever it happens, But this is very important, krita punya punja. So one should be very eager in this life to amass, to accumulate as much punya, that means credits of devotional service, as possible. Kartik is coming, sale is there, so we can have more and more pious points, serving Vaishnavas, giving them prasadam, like that, and chanting Hare Krishna, no doubt about it. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, punya shravana kirtana, there is no greater punya than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this ultimately, by all this, what we want to purchase? Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Prem. This is how it is there. So there are three, in this, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, should I take questions? Should I explain this shloka? Or? Okay. There are three types of people, karmis, jnanis and bhaktas. So satam, the word satam which comes in this shloka, indicates that there are some jnanis who have some devotion by which they attain brahmanubhuti. But we must understand that those jnanis who are not devotees, they cannot have brahman realization also. There has to be some bhakti. Bhakti mukh nirakshak karma aur jnan. That's what the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter number 22 is mentioned. That karma and jnan are looking at the face of bhakti. Can you fructify can you bring about the fruits of our processes? They're looking at the mercy of Bhakti Devi. So without Bhakti Devi, a person will not get in-person realization also. So that means a person, a so-called jnani who thinks that Krishna's body is material, he will not gain anything. This has been explained by Krishna himself. Moghasha, mogh karmana, mogh jnana vichetasah, rakshasim asarim chaiva prakritim mohinim srita. A person who thinks that Krishna is material, body of Krishna is material, his asha of going back to Godhead, that means his hopes of going to back to Godhead will be failure. Mogh jnana, his desire to merge in Brahman, finished. And mogh karma, his desire to go to Swarga, finished, because all these things are given by Krishna. Okay? So, this is there, and what this is. So, he says that, he explains this point, basically we have discussed this point, that jnanis only see Krishna as Brahman, the devotees see Krishna only as a worshipable Lord, but they have a deeper experience of Krishna, they can see Krishna, but they can't play with Krishna as intimately as the cowherd boys here. And those who are Maya Srita, they cannot have any experience of Krishna. Are you able to follow this point? Karmis have no experience of Krishna. Jnanis who have some bhakti have experience of Krishna, but as Brahman effulgence, happiness of Brahman. Those who are Dasya Bhaktas, that means in Vaikuntha, they have more experience of Krishna as Supreme Lord, but they can't play with Krishna. So this shows that the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna are very special people. So means who have so much devotional service or bhakti behind them. And another point he says in this is that this is a material viewpoint. By doing pious activity, you cannot become an associate of Krishna. So punya here means activities of devotional service which were pleasing to Krishna, that elevates the person to the platform of prima bhakti, by which he can associate with Krishna in this way. Because we also hear sadhana bhakti means bhakti which is done with the goal for bhava bhakti, which will mature into prema bhakti. So what did we learn in today's shloka? That means text number 8, all the cowherd boys were around Krishna, all of them were looking towards Krishna and Krishna was looking towards them, and seeing Krishna they were very happy and they were sitting very close to each other. And what was their experience? Only Krishna is only looking at me. He is absolutely not looking at others. I am so special. And Krishna, and their love is also flowing towards Krishna only. And example has been given, just like lotus petals are all around the world of the lotus. I'll stop here. We have around 8 minutes or 7 minutes. You have any question? Yes, Prabhuji. Some questions, sir.
Shubh Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much as always.
Hare Krishna.
My question is, devotees always want that people from outside, they come, they chant the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they also listen to the Bhagavatam class, and in case they have a good fortune, they come to also Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Yes.
Could you, for their benefit, give what are the benefits they can have once they chant Hare Krishna and attend Bhagavatam class. So they feel encouraged to listen to the lecture complete and chant Hare Krishna.
Now, for that I need 9 to 10th separate class. What is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna? Well, that is a seminar in itself.
And hearing Bhagavatam class.
So, give me one more class. This is a very big topic. What is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna? Well, one very simple benefit is, रोज क्या गाते हैं,
जयति जयति नामानंद रूपम मुरारे विरमित निज धर्मा ध्यान पूजा यत्नम कथमपि सकृदातम मुक्तिदम प्राणिनाम यत् परममृतमेकं जीवनं भूषणम् मे.
श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग द बेनिफिट ऑफ हरिनाम. जयति जयति नामानंद रूपम मुरारी. ऑल ग्लोरीज, जयति जयति, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द होली नेम ऑफ मुरारी विच इज द फॉर्म ऑफ ब्लिस. वन आंसर, नामानंद, और हु मेक्स द एक्सटेसी ऑर लव अराइज विद इन द हार्ट. विरमित निज धर्म ध्यान पूजा यत्नम. अ पर्सन हु हैज स्टॉप्ड द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ स्वधर्म, वर्णाश्रम धर्म, और ही हैज स्टॉप्ड द प्रैक्टिस बिकॉज देयर इज बहुत हेडेक है. देयर इज सो मच हेडेक इन डूइंग ऑल दिस ड्यूटीज ऑफ ब्रह्मचारी, गृहस्थ, ऑल दिस थिंग्स. हेडेक तो है ही, कोई बात नहीं. एंड देन इफ ही हैज स्टॉप्ड विरमित निज धर्म ध्यान इन 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 meditating on the deity or meditating on impersonal Brahman, there is so much difficulty because you have to concentrate the mind. He has given up that also. Nahi ho sakta. Dharma viramit nach dharma dhyan pujadi, and worshipping the deity also difficult. You have to take bath at least, is it not? We cannot go to temple and do aarti. It doesn't work like that. You cannot just rise from the bed and go to altar, is it not? And then you have to learn the things. So even if, and pujadi means any other process, yoga, extra, everything is given by himself, nahi ho sakta, we cannot do. And katham api, in any way, and only once, sakrit, only once he chants, then muktidam, that holy name will give him liberation. Any way means, it's like somebody will say, and come and say, he's looking at this Hare Krishna mantra, he may not be speaking also. And then, 24-hour kirtan devotees hear this, Srila Prabhupada explains this. Devotees are chanting, people who are coming, they may not be chanting, but ears, they're hearing, they become liberated. So I don't know how many people are 24-hour Kirtan devotees have liberated already in all these 30 years. Is it now more people are coming to become liberated? Are you able to understand? Any sense comes in contact with any way with holy name, you will become liberated. Eyes may see, ears may hear, and sometimes they dance and chant also. Uska to kuch kehna hi nahi. If the tongue is chanting, and they are dancing. These are not my words. All the commentary by Sanatana Goswami himself on this shloka. Otherwise, if somebody is blind and he is deaf also, no possibility. If somehow the Hare Krishna mantra is engraved somewhere and he touches by his hand like this. Understand this point? Or somehow other person carries a banner of Hare Krishna mantra. So there are so many banners here, you can carry them to your home. If they are, I don't know if it's allowed or not. So if you carry the Hare Krishna banner, we see devotees carrying that also, all of them, even once he does like that, you will be liberated. Very, very inconceivable. Very inconceivable. But Sanatana Goswami says his own relationship with the holy name, Paramamritam Ekam. This is the only and the highest amrit for me. Jivanam, it is my very life, and Bhushanam, this is my only ornament. So for new people, liberation may be interesting, but for devotees, we should come to the stage where the holy name is our only Amrit, our only Abhushan. Abhushan means ornament, or the very life. This is depending on what is the adhikar of a person, he can get different benefits from the holy name. And Bhagavatam, Sadyo Hrid, I would request you to please read the purport of the shloka 10, 12, 11. Do some homework in the home. Obviously, in the home only, do the homework. Prabhupada says, if we don't read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, we don't know where our destination is. First, and simply by hearing Bhagavatam, we will become qualified to be with Krishna. I am not speaking my words. 10, 12, 11, please make a note and read Srila Prabhupada's beautiful purport on this. How can you say this? सद्यो हृदय अवरुद्ध तेत्र कृत भी सुश्रुष्टु भी तत्क्षणात्. एज सून एज देर इज अ डिजायर यू आस्क मी द बेनिफिट ऑफ हियरिंग भागवतम. I am telling you, Srila Vyasadeva is telling is the desire, the benefit of the desire to hear Bhagavatam. He has not heard Bhagavatam. He is thinking, I will go to hear Bhagavatam. He says, Sadhya Hridya Avaruddha Tetra Krishabhi Shushushubhi Stashanand. As soon as a person desires to hear Bhagavatam, Sununga, Suna nahi abhi, planning kiya hai. So immediately Krishna, Ishwar becomes captured in this heart. Then again you may ask the question, why everybody is not hearing? So Shridhar Swami says, Punyer Bina Tu Shravan Ichha Na Utpadyate Iti Artha. If a person does not have pious activities, he will not even have a desire to hear Bhagavatam. We have 2 minutes. I'll tell you something really funny. His Grace Sarvabhauma Prabhu told in Hindi class. Very funny, really funny. He said, you all are hearing Bhagavatam. So you are sitting here? You're sitting here. There are some devotees, no offense, they are also sitting, but we are outside Krishna Hall gate. Sitting only, they are not getting prasadam, is it not? At 8:30, they will not get prasadam, so they can very well come to class in here. Not very far also, no? Krishna Hall, Balram Hall, not Krishna Balram, not very far. And they are sitting also, they are not getting prasadam, but they are not sitting in Bhagavatam class. And it is also not that the Bhagavatam class is full. Na baithne ka sthan nahi mil raha, aisa to koi hota nahi, is it not? Hardly ever happens. So this is what you can say. Simply by the desire to hear Bhagavatam, Krishna becomes captured in the heart. What more you want? And Chakravarti Pat explains, because as soon as person begins to hear Bhagavatam, love begins to manifest in the heart. And Prem Rashanaya Dhritangri Padnam, Krishna's lotus feet is captured in the heart by the ropes of love. So what more you want than this? And otherwise for external people, whatever they desire, this is not my words, please, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Everything what you desire will become fulfilled by absorbing ourselves in topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Good thing is we will lose all those desires eventually. Useless. Kya fayda? Like one today, one devotee told me that by hearing your pravachan, somebody wants to come to join here. So can you make a video saying how he can stay in home? I said, what? Why will I say that you stay in home? I should say stay in Vrindavan. Why should I say that stay in home? घर करके घर में रहकर क्या भक्ति हो पाती है? जितनी हो पाती बहुत तो नहीं हो पाती. सो आई थिंक आई नटशेल आई एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज द बेनिफिट ऑफ हियरिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड चरणे हरे कृष्ण मंत्र. ओके, थैंक
यू हरे कृष्ण. 2 minutes so nicely, grateful to you.
थैंक यू प्रभु. हरे कृष्ण. स्टॉप हियर. यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन? ओके, इफ आई कैन टेक वन क्वेश्चन प्रभु, इफ यू वांट प्रभु जी. सर, यस प्रभु.
डिस्कस ऑन परमात्मा. You told that Jnani's talk of Brahma Roop.
Krishna, the Jnani's experience, the Brahma form of the Lord, yes.
And Paramatma form.
Paramatma yogis. But all of them have to have bhakti. Unless they have bhakti, the Ashtan yogis also cannot realize Paramatma in the heart. Without bhakti, nothing will fructify. They must take some help of bhakti. Only then they will have realization of Paramatma in the heart.
What type of bhakti they are performing?
Something.
Maybe reading.
Ab dekhiye, not only what is reading?
Prayer.
Acha, how far is Timbuktu from Vrindavan? Why my question? Answer. How far is Timbuktu from Vrindavan? Any answers? We never seek the answer because we don't want to go to Timbuktu. So because we are not going to meditate on Paramatma the way the Ashtanga yogis are doing, what is the point of going into details? Hai ki nahi? Please, I'm sorry, but what is the point? Are abhi bhakti to khatam kar le? I'm trying to learn bhakti. Please try to understand. I'm not doing bhakti. I'm trying to learn to do bhakti. Aisa mat sochiye ki hum bhakt ho gaye. We're trying to learn. So bhakti is like an ocean. So why should we take shelter of any other process? Just like if you're sitting in Shatabdi, will you say, oh, passenger ka ticket kitna ka hai? Who cares about passenger train? You know? You know passenger trains are there, but you don't care about it. Okay, it's time now, so we shall stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.